Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, as well as around the world via the Internet and streaming online, also on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us wherever you are right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, bulk mail centers, those waitresses moving around in the all-night diners and the truck stops, as well as the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks right now working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers and over in Saudi Arabia. And let's not forget about the fact that we got the Merchant Marine out there delivering the products out on the water, too. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, we're going to say the pledge and get rolling here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Now, we're talking about the president's speech tonight about the coronavirus issue, the World Health Organization's now calling it a pandemic. And the phone lines are open, 877-969-8600. We're going to go to the phone line right now. We've got Eric in Seminole on the line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, sir? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, President Trump, I think linguistically knocked it out of the park.
Sure.
Directionally knocked it out of the park. My personal opinion, there should have been a basically a shutdown of the border, the contiguous 48 at least, in Alaska, particularly Anchorage, maybe 30 days ago. That's just my opinion, just some basic rudimentary epidemiology and protection of, medical intelligence and surveillance type protocol for preventive medicine. That's just me from the military days. But regarding his 30-day suspension of all travel from the European Union, I think that's a double whammy for the EU, because there's been an economic spat between the EU and the United States because of tariffs that were imposed on the EU, particularly just prior to Brexit. So now the United Kingdom is no longer a member of the European Union.
They're exempt.
That's what. You're right. Exactly. So,
however, if they haven't been properly vetted, even though they come in from the United Kingdom and they haven't been properly vetted, they're going to be asked a series of questions. Where were you? Who did you see? Who did you come across? What event did you go to? That sort of stuff. And if one of the answers pops up, then they'll wind up in quarantine themselves for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm goes without saying, there are going to be red flags, you know, thrown up, you know, yellow flags, you know, flag on the field type stuff, so to speak, to warrant further medical investigation and surveillance on obviously passengers and stuff. But one thing that concerns me, though, is you're not hearing a lot about this, you know, the World Health Organization finally claimed this as a global pandemic. Well, it was a pandemic. There was cases on every single continent, with the exception of Antarctica, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah,
They're showing the semantics of this. Okay, they declared it. That's fine and dandy, but you look at the actual letter of the law, so to speak. It was a pandemic 6 weeks ago or more, depending on depending on sourcing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you made mention of however this got started, you know, the speculation of weapons or, you know, bioweapons, et cetera. That's an excellent point, which I think has plenty of valid arguments for that. But what we're dealing with, regardless of the catalyst, or, you know, something happened in Wuhan, and particularly, you know, rumor mill has it, now it's coming out more mainstream, that this actually presented in Wuhan early December, sometime in November, that this was going on. So you have the travel patterns, you know, I'm just going to call it migration, for lack of a better term, migration of people in and out of that region. They estimate just prior to them quarantining people, let's say two or three weeks prior, they estimate that there's 5 million people transited that area just prior to the quarantine.
From around the world.
All over the place. Yep. That's why I believe that Corona, and this is just my opinion, I believe Corona has been in the States at least 2 months, and here's why, because you had the incubation period of these people traveling from the Far East and whatever, and Seattle area is getting hit mightily hard. It's almost like the epicenter of the United States.
Well, Seattle had problems to begin with. Remember the streets and what they were allowing to take place on the streets. It was, you know, that creates its own pandemic.
Yeah. Exactly. Definitely a local, from an epidemiological standpoint,
right.
You know, there's actual, you know, epidemics going on in Seattle for one reason or the other. I believe, people are going to politicize this, which is going to happen because President Trump was elected president and the other party is kind of, you know, poopy pants, if you will, to be polite. So what I'm trying to say is that it's not so much that whether the death rates, the fatality rates can be debated depending on demographics. Okay, we all understand that. I believe everybody understands that. And it's particularly hitting those in the senior citizen category and older American category, in that, you know, basic health, lung functions, pulmonary functions that are diminished just because of age or, you know, years of smoking, you know.
All right, we'll wrap it up.
So what I'm saying is this has the potential to really overwhelm the healthcare system.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Particularly in areas with high retirees.
Got to go. You're going to get cut off. All right, that's Eric, and he just got cut off, and I'm going to get cut off, too. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team up there in Seattle, Washington, the manufacturers of Relief Factor. And again, Relief Factor is a non-narcotic product that will help you out if you're struggling with nagging pain or just general old pain in general. Now, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain can all be taken care of by taking Relief Factor. And you can get started by taking the 3-week quick start right away. That's a 3-week plan. Cost you $19.95 to get started. You go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Follow the instructions. Take the 1995 3-week quick start, and you'll know in a couple of weeks whether or not that's going to work. Now, I did hear from one person that said we took it right up to the last day of the third week, and all of a sudden it hadn't been working before, but it did that day, and that made us a believer, and our pain all went away, and they were having chronic back pain. So it all depends. Everybody's different. But ReliefFactor.com/captain, the 1995 3-week quick start, and good luck, because all you got to lose is pain, right? All right, let's go to Larry in St. Pete on the telephone line, and good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm very good, Captain. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, thank you. I wanted to mention something, an idea I had about the coronavirus, and that is that the events or meetings that might be scheduled, if people could have, let's say, a test that verifies that they don't have it, let's say the day before, and they had to present that to some event organizer with a ticket, they get a ticket only if they can show they don't have, as of the day before, the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That might allow more events and meetings, political or otherwise.
That's not a bad idea.
So I throw that out. And the other thing is, I think Trump did a beautiful job tonight on this speech.
Yeah.
And than banning from Europe. And if the European Union would have followed his lead at the end of January by banning travel from China, it would have been a much smaller pandemic.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they didn't. So.
And listen, listen to this report from the BBC. I'm looking at the headline, just came across the ticker here. It says up to 70% of Germany could contact the virus.
Wow.
They have no border, remember? They have no border.
That's right. I do know. I know. They have almost no way to limit travel throughout Europe. I understand what you're saying.
Wow. Yeah. Holy smokes. All right, Larry. Well, thank you very much. Some great ideas you're throwing out there. We'll see what the audience thinks.
All right. Very good. Yep. Good speaking.
Yep. Take care. All right. And, you know, folks, if you want to opine and tell us what you think about this, 877-969-8600 is the number, 877-969-8600. We're talking about coronavirus. We're talking about the speech that the speech that the president gave. And, by the way, I was broadcasting locally last night. I was a local host on the speech when the president gave it. Now, if you haven't heard what the president had to say, let's start out here and let you listen to part of it right now. This is the president coming
up. Hello, Americans. Tonight, I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be.
All of that is true. Everything he said is absolutely true. And you notice the way that he started it out. He's not blaming anybody. There's plenty of blame to go around, and as far as how this got started and how it's spreading doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is now you have to curtail it, and you have to curtail it from the areas to which it seems to be coming in from, and the seeds, if you will, that he talks about a little bit later, the seeds were being planted by the people that were coming in from all around Europe, some of whom who had been to Southeast Asia and had been to not only South Korea, they'd also been to China, or some other areas close by, and had brought it along with them. They've contracted it over there and brought it along with them. Now, the other thing is the president, by executive order, is announcing that a virus, and by the way, I found out about this yesterday at the doctor's office. I was there for a totally different reason, but they had some pamphlets and whatnot from the CDC, plus some general information from the state of Florida for the senior citizens. They were coming in there and getting it because they're all the older senior citizens in their late 70s and 80s and whatnot. They're very worried about what could happen, and they should be, because this is a killer disease to them if they don't pay attention. And they were getting all the information, the sheets that were there, the informational sheets, and taking them back with them to talk about it with their friends and whatnot. But the face masks that we're hearing they're having problems with, there's going to be more face masks made, and they're going to be made in the United States. And that already started Monday, I found out. Also, they prioritized the development of a vaccine, which is being developed here in the United States. And one company already has a vaccine, which the CDC has, and they are testing it. Now, some of these larger medical clinics in the larger cities are going to have that vaccine for use as a test to see if it works. And we'll see if any of it comes to a city near you. But it is being worked on. It is being developed as we speak. And also the supply concerns about the antibiotics and some of these medications that are being made in China. Well, the president wants them made in the USA. So an executive order is coming about that. That priority will be made, and things need to be made in America. Now, you didn't hear MSNBC or CBS or ABC or whatever telling you about that last night. You heard them trying to find fault with the president every other way, but you didn't hear them talking about the fact that the president wanted the products that we need to have and wanted them made in the USA. Now, there's a couple different reasons for that. Number one is, I think we can trust our own people to do what needs to be done. That's number one, versus whatever comes in from another country who we don't know what they're going to do or what we're going to get. Now, Eric is chiming in here. He's saying, I applaud the president's attempts of wanting to bring a multitude of manufacturing industries back to the U.S. from China. But in my opinion, China has the world over the proverbial barrel right now because of the massive industrial base massive industrial base in China. Well, they do. But, Eric, some of those companies are still here in the United States. Bristol-Myers Squibb, for example, they moved a lot of their operations over to China, but they didn't move them all over there. And they've got a big plant east of Raleigh in North Carolina, and there's no reason why they couldn't do something over here. All right, let's jump into the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. Who is this, Todd?
No, this is Liberal Larry.
Oh, hey, Liberal. Hey, Liberal Larry, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to let the listeners know that they should be boosting their immune systems now.
Sure, with vitamin C, B12, and all that. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and if you can get selenium's very good for it helps your body fight infection. It's a trace mineral we all need. There's other things, too, that are antiviral, like orange peel extract, pine bark extract.
Yep.
I mean, what I'm saying to the audience is you guys need to be trying to boost your immune systems now.
That's right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And if everybody should have a firearm, they should have ammunition, and if you don't know how to use one, call your local gun shop and buy a lesson. It's not that difficult. Do it now. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Larry. You take care and be safe.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
All righty. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, our first military news report coming up. And the military is up to their eyeballs in all of this, too, doing what needs to be done. And, yep, I agree with you there, Eric, and I agree with Cousin Vinny is around tonight. All right, we'll be right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Ellis, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has live-streamed a video message from the White House. He assured Americans
they're doing everything they can to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene.
On Wall Street, the Dow plunged once again over 1,400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can become an aviation maintenance tech. Very high-paying, in-demand job. Very easily. NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area, west of Tampa, across the bay in Pinellas County. Now, whichever one of the two you want to check out, you got to go online to do it at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Tell them you want to take a tour of their location, whichever one you want to look at, the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. That will be the creme de la creme for your trip, because you'll find out what they offer up close and personal. You'll get a chance to meet instructors. You get a chance to meet students. You get a chance to find out what it's all about at the National Aviation Academy. Now, again, their website, naa.edu, naa.edu, the telephone number, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. And Bo will be here in a couple hours in studio. Bo Browning, the vice president in charge of admissions. And he'll be able to answer any questions you have for him. So send me the questions either via the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch, or get in the chat room. And Mel, you're in that chat room. All you got to do is respond to the message I sent you off the messenger. You are there. So give us any questions you have there. We'd be happy to answer them. Now, the military... U.S. military lost two of our soldiers yesterday in a Katyusha rocket attack, Camp Taji in Iraq. 15 Katyusha rockets were fired. 2 U.S. soldiers were killed. 1 Allied soldier was killed. 10 more were injured. And they hit their mark at Camp Taji in Iraq. Now, these rockets, they were not missiles, these rockets... more than likely were made in Iran, more than likely were given to the remnants of ISIS, or could have even been the al-Sadr army, the Iranian militia that's in there. Whatever. I'm sure we'll find out who did this, and I'm sure there'll be a retaliation in Iraq, because we just aren't going to sit there with our hands folded between our, you know what, without doing something. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the families. We wish the wounded well. Just another day in paradise. Now, the commander of U.S. Central Command told lawmakers on Capitol Hill that the military has yet to develop any concrete plans for a full-scale withdrawal from Afghanistan despite a signed agreement with the Taliban to draw down all American forces within 14 months. And part of that is because the Taliban are still attacking U.S. forces. Now, think about that for a minute. The deal is they're supposed to cease all hostilities. Well, somebody forgot to tell some of them. And the other thing is, the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, is preparing to release 1,500 Taliban prisoners in coming days, according to a decree, as the United Nations backed a U.S.-led push to end Afghanistan's 18-year war. But that's where we're at with that. And we'll see what happens, and I'm sure those 1,500 folks are just going to go back to growing poppy plants in the valley there. I'm sure that's all they're going to do. No. Taliban are going to make a concerted run on the Afghani government once we... get enough of us out of there, and that's what their goal is. They want that country back. By the way, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, known as NORAD, said its aircraft intercepted 2 Russian T-142 maritime reconnaissance aircraft near Alaska on March the 9th. This is something that's fairly routine. It happens on a fairly regular basis. And the U.S. Army's Africa multinational military exercise has been scaled back now amongst the coronavirus outbreak. They're slowing things down a tad bit, as you might well imagine. And the other thing that's going on is that efforts to combat the violent extremist groups in the Sahel region are not getting the job done, according to our commander, U.S. Africa Command Commander, Army General Stephen Townsend. He said, so far, U.S. and international efforts to combat violent extremist groups in West Africa are not working. Boy, we'll have to work on that pretty fast, because those guys there, that's bad news. Those guys are bad news. And the Australian Air Force has now taken the lead on the Tri-National COPE North 2020 humanitarian exercise. The U.S. has invited the Royal Australian Air Force to lead the major humanitarian training exercise for the first time as part of the annual Pacific Air Force's training exercise. And that's a good thing. The Aussies are good friends of the United States. By the way, talking about intercepting Russian aircraft, two Norwegian F-35A stealth fighters intercepted a pair of Russian anti-submarine warfare aircraft off the coast of Norway over the weekend in what appears to be the jets' first intercept mission involving a Russian aircraft. And these were two of the new Norwegian F-35As that they had just bought from the United States. How about that? Now, the U.S. is starting to see war drones, war zone drones, as the new improved explosive devices, IEDs, because drones deployed by Iran or its surrogates for reconnaissance and potential attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East are now the most daunting new regional threat since improvised explosive devices were deployed during the Iraq War 15 years or so ago, according to the U.S. commander in the region. Now, I'm not surprised, and neither should you be. Also, military families should have the three missing tenant protections in the tenant bill of the rights by May the 1st, according to the administration's nominee for the Defense Department position that oversees the housing, military housing. That's a good thing, and hopefully they won't dally on that, and they'll get that done quickly. Needs to be done quickly, for sure. Take care of our military folks. And President Donald Trump's nominee for the Pentagon's top personnel job pledged Tuesday that no military families will be left without reliable medical care as part of the consolidation of the dozens of Defense Department hospitals in coming years as they start to make the VA hospitals smaller and regionalize them in better areas, as well as putting in some clinics. That's what they're doing now. By the way, a service member assigned to Joint Base Lewis McChord, Washington, and their spouse have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, bringing the total number of confirmed cases amongst Defense Department personnel and dependents and contractors to at least 11. And every one of these cases has something a little different attached to it. So we'll see what that's all about. And by the way, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Truckers Highway and Byway Reports coming up next. Don't go anywhere. And our little buddy, Kathy Curtis, is going to give you the phone number again. So here we go. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number two. Yeah.
Yeah. Had a cold stir running through my veins. So the man on the telephone chain. Down in home.
through the fire hitting the cruisers back in the 1980s. Holy smokes, 1983 to be exact. That's a oldie but goodie, and I'll tell you what, that was when you could actually understand the music. Now, how about that? Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by your pilot and Flying J, not your average truck stop anymore, certainly not your daddy's truck stop. Stop on by, see what's going on the third watch. Tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, a slow-moving storm system will bring periods of heavy rainfall to much of Southern California and the Southwest U.S. over the next few days. Further east, rain and thunderstorms will develop over the south and spread northeast into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys by Thursday. Now, some of these storms in this area could turn severe with large hail and damaging winds. In the meantime, if you're traveling along I-90 out through the eastern parts of Washington State, up through Coeur d'Alene and over into Montana, and you're picking up I-94 along the way because you're going over into North Dakota, you got yourself a winter storm watch up tonight. There is some snow coming down right now in central Montana, down around Missoula. And there's also some snow coming down in the central and northern part of Wyoming right now as we speak. And also in southeastern Colorado, west of I-25 and in north and southeastern Utah as well, and a winter storm warning also for the Sierra Nevada's Reno, Lake Tahoe area for the next few days. Now, this is going to get a little dicey. There'll be anywhere from a few inches to maybe in the higher elevations a foot, but it's going to come with a lot of wind. And it's going to blow the wind and the snow all over the place, and you know how that goes. Don't need to tell you. So just be advised that the higher mountaintops going out west along, say, I-80, I-90, I-94, don't see anything on I-70 to bother you. Might be a little activity on I-25 in Colorado. That'd be about it. Now, you also have a winter storm watch up for the central part of Nebraska tonight and tomorrow. So we'll see what happens there. There could be some excitement there. Now, the rains in eastern California going across the high desert towards Las Vegas. Looks like there's going to be some rain in Vegas today, rain in Kingman, rain in coming across I-8 and I-10, Phoenix area, and then north. Not quite all the way to Flagstaff, but close. It may, in fact, rain in Flagstaff. We'll see. And then over in the central part of the U.S. of A, I-44, Fort Leonard Wood east, headed towards St. Louis and southern Illinois and western Kentucky. You've got some pretty dense fog there tonight, so be careful driving that away. And down below on I-10, coming out of Mississippi, all across Mississippi and all across Louisiana to include New Orleans, and across over to Houston, you've got some dense fog and you've got some rain in the area there, too. Now, there may or may not be some rain activity scattered around Florida tonight, unless this is ground clutter. I'm looking at radar, but it looks like as if there's some, certainly if nothing else, some clouds in the sky, and it might be raining in a few parts of central and western Florida right now within the sound of my voice. Now, northern Michigan, up above Wisconsin, you've got winter weather up there still, winter wonderland, and that winter weather goes right up into Ontario province as well. A little bit of rain in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area, it looks like. You've also got some severe weather watches there down below Green Bay for what could be some flooding. And be advised of that. And tonight, you're looking good in the northeastern part of the U.S. of A, and you're also looking good coming down I-95 and I-75 and I-81, let's see, I-77, I-79, all those roads are looking good. East-west I-76, Pennsylvania Pike over to the Ohio Pike looking good. I-80 looking good till you get out into Nebraska, and then you'll have that winter storm watch to deal with about halfway across Nebraska that may or may not develop. Certainly the conditions are ripe for some snow in that area as there is a cold front coming across. And by the way, some of that rain that you're getting in Montana, it won't be rain for long. It'll be snow, especially as it comes into North Dakota. So be advised of that. And the wind out there, well, all that means is it's going to blow the snow around when it comes. So the wind out in front of it and the wind during the event, you know what's going to happen there. I don't need to tell you. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Remember, you're going to find some really, really, really good food and good eating in some of those Pilot travel centers that you hadn't planned on. Now, granted, it could be a McDonald's. Granted, it could be an Arby's. Could be a Wendy's, too. Wendy's aren't bad. Or it could be a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu. Or even a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, or a Chester's Chicken in some areas where they're around. And don't forget the Flying J's with the sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, the Huddle Houses, Moe's Southwest Grill. All there for your trucking dining pleasure. So there you go. And again, with everything that's going on, you don't need to worry. Don't need to worry too much. By the way, somebody wants me to play the rest of this. Okay. Well, we'll give you a little bit more of Eddie and the Cruisers here while we're waiting on Ms. Denise Simon. Here we go. Finishing up the Truckers Highway segment, and that one was for the ICCC drivers who wanted to hear that up in Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope you guys are doing well tonight. Stay out of the cold weather. All right, time to go to break, and we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.